morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're getting so much closer to spring. You have to say to yourself, we're 28 days away from spring. But if you live in New England, there's another sign that spring is just around the corner, because in 4 days, that's Thursday morning, if you live in Rhode Island, it's a Rhode Island flower show. So if you live in New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and you're sick and tired of all that snow, it's your chance to really begin to believe that spring is coming. I asked a good friend, Chuck Carberry, to join us this morning today and tell you about the show and what to expect and everything that's going to be there. Chuck, good morning. Chuck,
hello.
You there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Great.
Good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, too. And people are getting excited. We're just 4 days away from the first New England Flower Show. Tell our listeners about it, Chuck.
Well, you know, I am here at the show right now, and we've got about 30 machines running full tilt. It smells like spring already in here, Paul. I know you know that scent of life and greenery, so that gets me excited. And we have about 28 gardens, and it's very feverish right now, and people are starting to get the work done. Exciting.
Are you seeing anything that you can tell our listeners about, any trees that look good or any plants that are beginning to arrive that is getting your blood flowing?
Well, one of the things about this year is this is our first day of setup. And mostly we do the hardscaping today because of the dust. The plants probably will come in tomorrow. But the hint I've gotten from a lot of the gardeners this year is color. We have a lot of color coming this year. Based on our theme of gardening with heart, we have a lot of reds to celebrate American Heart Month. We also have a couple of other gardens with just some incredible perennials. And we were a little bit later this year, Paul, in the week. So we actually had another week of being able to force the plants into bloom. So I think people are going to see a wide variety this year, and I know that, you know, our gardeners are our experts. I mean, the gardens will be top-notch.
Now, tell our listeners about the dates and the time of the flower
sure.
show.
I will. We run from Thursday to Sunday. On Thursday, we're open from 10 to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9, and then Sunday, 10 to 6. What I recommend people do is go to the website, flowershow.com, and actually pick the day to come. They can come multiple days based on who is talking that day. We have a lot of demonstrations. I mean, I think you can pick your time accordingly and really work it out. I think for the enthusiasts, the Thursday is usually a really popular day. Everything's fresh on that first day. The gardens look great throughout the show, but I think for the enthusiasts to meet the designers, Thursday is a real good day. It's usually a little less crowded, so I recommend coming on the weekday. But if you can't come till the weekend, as you know, this is a beautiful building here in Providence, right off 95. It's huge. You can make a full day of it here in the city, have dinner, go see a movie, go see a play. So there's a lot you can do in the city, and you can spend 4 or 5 hours here at the show easily with our marketplace and with the gardens. There's a lot to do.
The thing that's nice about this show is the ease to get to it, because sometimes you go to a flower show and you got to fight the traffic to get in, and it's all one-way streets, and you just have a tough time to get to it. Your show is right off of right off of 95. It's right in the middle of downtown Providence. And you said it's a huge building, so there's plenty of room. You don't feel like you're in a sardine can.
Right.
And wide aisles. It's a place where I know in the past, kids absolutely love to go because there's stuff for the kids to do, and that's great, so mom and dad can enjoy the show and the kids at the same time. So it's a real family venue.
It is, and it's a lot of fun, and, you know, we've always been a whimsical show, too, I think, and that's fun. I think, you know, for the hardcore horticulturist, there's always something interesting, but also for the general family, there's things to do, and we have Coast 93.3 with our kids and family. They do a wonderful job with face painting and storytelling. And then for the enthusiasts, we have the Federation of Garden Clubs. Their display this year is Passions of the Heart. And they have 36 clubs that are participating in the horticulture competition and also in the floral arrangements. And it's one of the largest displays we've had for the Federation of Garden Clubs. So I think for the people that love a traditional flower show in terms of a standard show, they'll really be impressed with what our garden clubs are doing here in Rhode Island.
Yeah, the garden club displays are, to me, one of the real highlights because you get to see what your next-door neighbor who belongs to the garden club can do with flower arrangements, with potted plants, with decorating a window. And the other thing that makes you so unique is you have talks, as you stated, that run the whole show. So
if
you can go to the website, and it will list all of the talks that are going on. So if you're interested in vegetable gardening, there'll be talks on vegetable gardening. If you like perennials, if you like trees and shrubs, there'll be something there for you to do, which is a bonus. You go to the show, you see all of this, but you can learn about that.
Exactly. And as you know, I mean, you could pay $10 to $15 just to go to a good lecture. And, you know, our advanced ticket price at $16 is a great deal if you're seeing a good lecture and a good demonstration all in the same day. It's an incredible value for the dollar. It really is. And we also have discount rates for kids. We have group rates at $13. You can get all of the rates online at flowershow.com. You can even purchase tickets right on the website.
It's absolutely a good time, and I do encourage a lot of you to go, no matter where you live. It's easy access in and out. The city is beautiful. It's a very, very safe city. When the show is over, there's movie theaters. There's a huge shopping mall complex within walking distance. You can park in between and do both. So you can make a whole day of it. Some great restaurants around. It's an awful lot of fun. And the weather is good, so take advantage of it. Oh, the other thing that I do want to stress, when you go to this show, bring a pad of paper and a pen. Because what makes this show so unique is that the people that have made these displays are there. No, there's not many shows who do that anymore. They get the thing set up, they label the plants, and then they're gone. But in this show, the people that made the displays are there, so they can tell you about a plant that you show interest in, and they can tell you how to grow it and where to grow it and where to buy the plant. That is very, very rare today.
Yeah, and, you know, I promote that with our designers. And as you know, too, we also have many gardens that I walk through where you can really be immersed in the garden. And I've always believed in that you should get a sense of immersion in the garden. And our designers, you're right, they log long days and they talk to people as they come through. And if you're looking for an opportunity just to escape the winter for a few hours and meet some very interesting people through the lectures and through the designers, and then shop, you know, shop galore. We have 250 vendors that have all new products in the gardening industry. So, again, you know, it's just a great day for people that love horticulture and just want to see something green after this long winter.
Yeah, it really is a great time. So give us the dates and the times again, Chuck.
Sure. It's Thursday, this Thursday through Sunday, the 24th through the 27th. Thursday, we're open 10 to 8. Friday, Saturday, 10 to 9. And then Sunday, 10 to 6. And we hope to see you all here. It's a wonderful event just to recharge the batteries and get ready for the growing season ahead.
Exactly. I mean, if you've got cabin fever and you're not quite sure if you're going to make it until the arrival of spring, this is the place to go. It's a wonderful time. It's a great experience. You're going to enjoy it. And as Chuck says, opening day, the least amount of people. So if you can get the day off and get there on Thursday, everything is fresh. You'll smell the pine bark mulch. And that's one of my favorite scents in the flower show. You can smell the fragrance of that bark mulch. It motivates you. You're going to see trees that have flowers, perennials in bloom, shrubs with foliage. Right now, you look out your window, everything's bare. Everything's naked. There's snow covering everything. This is your chance to see what's going to happen 60 days from now. So take advantage of it. Please try and go. This will be a great day for you. Chuck, we want to thank you for getting up early. And I know that you're busy right now with everybody, all the equipment, the trucks with mulch and stone and everything else. And we do appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. And we hope that our listeners will go and enjoy all of your work. Have a great
always
show, a pleasure, Chuck.
Paul. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Bye-bye. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My one.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were just talking about the Rhode Island Flower Show, which begins Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this week. It's at the Rhode Island Convention Center. And just get on 95 heading towards Providence and follow the signs. The signs will tell you exactly how to get there. But check out their website. It's just flowershow.com. And it will bring you to the Rhode Island Spring Flower Show. Again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week, and it's at the Convention Center. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Al from Cape Cod, who has a question about a Mexican bean beetle.
Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Right here in beautiful Cape Cod. At our community garden, we've been really attacked by the Mexican bean beetle. And we have tried neem and spinosad and have not been successful. So what else? Where else can we turn?
Have you tried Garden 8, E-I-G-H-T?
No, I've heard of it. I heard you mention it, and I'll consider it. Definitely try it.
Yeah, Garden 8 is a product that Bonide Lawn and Garden has developed to replace 7. 7 is so very, very toxic to bees that they wanted to develop something that's going to be a lot safer. And for a community garden like yours, if you can use the liquid product rather than the dust, I found that it's a lot safer, it's a lot better, and it's a lot cheaper. Plus, it doesn't wash off like the powder. But it's called Garden 8. You can buy it as a liquid. You put it in either a pump sprayer. That way you can target where you put it. And it will control like Japanese beetles. It does wonders for the Japanese beetles. And a lot of your chewing insects. It will take care of cabbage loopers. It will take care of the tent caterpillars. So it's a very good product and a lot safer than what it replaced, which was 7. And it can be used on all of your vegetables. And just like anything else, when you're going to harvest a vegetable, wash it under warm water to get anything that could still be on it. Garden 8, in the garden will last about 3 weeks. So unlike seven that people had to reapply every week, and then it would build up. So with this, you apply it once, it lasts 3 weeks, and when you pick your vegetables, wash it with warm water, and you're ready to go. But it will take care of most of the chewing type insects for flowers, vegetables, roses, perennials, and trees and shrubs. But Japanese beetles, goodbye. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Kelly from New Hampshire, who has a question about transplanting.
Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. My husband, he's an excavator, and they're doing a demolition on a house and property over in Wakefield, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some old plantings, but there is a, I want to say it's a dwarf Japanese maple that needs to be moved for them to grade and to build a new home. And, of course, they want to try to save this tree. However, it needs to be moved this week. And, unfortunately, it will have to go to a temporary place before it can find a permanent home after the home is built. Do you think this tree will make such a drastic move, and how would you go about moving this tree?
Okay. This is actually a good time because that tree is dormant right now. So what you want to do is tell your husband to get as large of a root ball as possible, and he can dig around it with his backhoe, wrap that root ball with some burlap to help hold it intact, because if he just digs it, puts it onto the ground, and then moves it around, from moving, the root ball is going to break. And once you stop breaking those little tiny hair thickness roots, that's when you get damage. So have him dig it, wrap it with some burlap, tie it with some good strong rope, and then he can relocate it to a new area. Once he's put it in that temporary area, have him get a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Either one of those two, spray it directly on all of the branches. It will seal the moisture in the plant, and that really helps.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guidance Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Joining us this morning is C-Ann. She's our bird lady from Wild Delight, and I wanted to give you some information. At this time of the year, you know, that we're right on the edge of the birds coming in that have been gone for the winter, and the ones that have been there for us all winter. And I thought CN could give you some help into keeping what we have and getting ready for what will be arriving very, very shortly. CN, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Spring is just around the corner, CN, and before long we'll have robins. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, something funny is I do see robins throughout the winter. Not as many, but there's still some around. A lot of them do migrate, but I'll see them out there with 3 feet of snow. Isn't that a funny thing?
It is. Now, what do robins eat, Sian?
Fruit. They're going after all the little berries on the bushes and shrubs and stuff deep in the woods. Oh, yeah, they're a good fruit eater. They don't eat just worms.
See, I always thought that robins, that's all they ate, and that's why they left Maine, where I lived, to go south, because with 2-3 feet of snow on the ground, it's kind of hard to get worms.
Absolutely. Most of them do migrate, but I do occasionally see them around with snow on the ground, and that's because there are fruits available on certain shrubs. Now, to me, the first true sign of spring is when the red-winged blackbirds come. And they have been spotted in South Jersey, so I'm very excited. Yes, there's a lot of changes coming. I mean, the beautiful 70-degree weather we had on Friday was just outstanding. We had a lot of snow meltage, so, and that's clearing the grounds. And unfortunately, when it clears the grounds, you can see all the shells and stuff that the birds have dropped on the ground. So it's time to think about spring cleaning. You really should keep your area, your feeding area, as clean as you can, raking up those shells and stuff, because mold can grow there.
Okay,
you know,
now
so
what would people do? Can they take those shells from the bird food and put that in their compost pile, Sian?
You know, I've had people do that, and they say it works very well. You know, I've tried doing that. It seems to work, you know, or else if it's moldy, you want to throw that away. So I was looking out there this morning, and I've got a couple of patches there that don't look, because of all the moisture from the snow, doesn't look all that good. So I'm going to rake that up, bag it, and throw it away just to be on the safe side. But,
great.
I mean, if you don't want to have those kind of shells, then you should think about using a waste-free product. And, you know, and here we go again. Not all waste-free products are the same. So read what you're buying. There's a lot of companies out there that still put in the white millet and the cracked corn. And we all know that gets thrown on the ground.
Exactly.
I mean, I used our Wild Delight deck porch patio in one of my feeders near my staircase to keep the shells off of there. And all we use is sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, pistachios. So there's no mess.
Now you were saying that the red-winged blackbird is going to be coming. What type of food would you suggest that our listeners get to attract them to come into their yard, and where would they put this food?
Well, they're traditionally ground feeders, so I don't see them on my tube feeders. So if you've got a hopper or a platform feeder, that would be good to use for them. And they use your standard seed. If you can get some raisins or cranberries in there, that's even better, because they'll eat that as well. But they usually come with all the grackle. So when you see a big group of blackbirds, look real close, and you'll see red-winged blackbirds in amongst them.
Now, is a red-winged blackbird a good bird to have around your home?
I like them. They're a good songbird. They're not mobbing, you know, so they're a nice bird. I like them. They have a pretty song.
Now, at this time of the year, you know, we're thinking about the birds arriving. What can we do to help the birds? If we've had birdhouses, should we take the birdhouse down and clean it up, Sian?
Absolutely. It's time to think of spring cleaning, not only keeping the feeder area clean, but checking out your bird boxes. Make sure that they're clean inside, that they're not damaged, that they're in the right spot. I mean, we've had a tremendous amount of snow. I had one birdhouse that actually had so much snow on it, it was pulled off the side of the tree. So I have to go out there, re-clean it, reattach it, and get it back up. So
now, how do you clean a birdhouse? Can you use some bleach or something in there? I mean, will that hurt them? What is the best way to clean a birdhouse? Or if you have one that you just bought, how do you make it inviting for the birds to come?
Well, it's all about location, location, location. You know, you want it in a out-of-the-way area, you know, giving them a little bit of privacy, but you also want them to see it. Probably the best way is to make sure the entrance is facing more south to southeast, because, you know, all our bad weather comes from the north and the west. So you don't want the entry hole, the facing where the driving rain or anything can go flying in there. And I would say probably, you know, at least 6 to 8 feet off the ground. You know,
okay.
In a not too sunny area, you don't want a box, you know, that'll be cooking in the sun and the heat. You know, when it's 100 degrees out, that box in there is going to get very hot.
Okay, so partial shade area.
Right, and, you know, try, you know, all around the different, you know, you don't want too many together. Spread them out. Try different scenarios. Different locations, different heights.
And if you're going to clean it, how do you clean it to make it look really inviting for the birds?
Well, you know, you don't want to use chemicals because that's, you know, they're made out of wood. And wood will absorb, like, bleach and stuff like that. So I would shy away from there. If any, I think the safest thing would probably be, you know, white vinegar and hot water. You know, that'll rinse away. And it's not a chemically thing. You don't want little birdies sitting on the chemically treated wood.
Okay. Now, how about the bird feeders? We've been using them since the fall or even longer. When should we clean the bird feeder, and how do we do that?
Well, it's time to start thinking about it now. I mean, I have so many feeders, so it's not like, you know, my birds are going to be without a feeder for any length of time. I just swap them out. I mean, I've got one droll Yankee feeder that's like 15 years old, and I take down my main feeders, I put these out, and then I empty them. I use hot water and white vinegar and, you know, wash them out really good, and then you just air dry them. They've got wonderful brushes that can reach down into these feeders, and a lot of feeders now, they're recognizing the need to keep them clean. The bottoms come off. So you can wash all the way through and get a more thorough clean and drying, because it's very important to make sure that feeder's dry.
Now, I know one thing that your company does that nobody else does. When you mix your bird food, you add some things. Well, you add several things that most companies do not. You add vitamins, electrolytes, and other things. Tell us how important it is to have this in a bird food like Wild Delight.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, people take vitamins every day. I mean, that's to help combat the stresses in our lives. Now, birds have just as much stress. You know, the loss of habitat, pollution, and, you know, it's just to help them be healthier. By, you know, by just day-to-day living. You know,
yeah.
So we've got vitamins in there to help feathering, vitamins in there for, you know, healthy bones, healthy digestion, you know, all these things to help our birds keep healthy.
Yeah, and this year with the amount of snow we've had, I'm sure the birds have had a little bit more stress than they normally do.
Oh, can you imagine? I mean, look how much it stressed us out. Can you imagine what it did to them? You know, it was even harder for them to forage because you remember, most birds, their diet, only about 20% of that comes from eating at our feeders. The rest of that is from foraging. So when there's all this snow, it makes it even harder for them to forage. So, yeah, they're under a great deal of stress. Now, also, what a lot of people do in the springtime is they stop feeding suet. They think that suet is only necessary during the wintertime. I feed suet year-round. There are a lot of migratory birds that like suet. I get the rosy-breasted grosbeak on my suet. I get the oriole on my suet. So I keep the suet out there year-round.
Now, I know one of the things that my parents always did, they loved that Baltimore Oriole, beautiful orange color.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to take, I think it was a piece of orange. They would cut an orange in half, and then they would hang it out, and the Orioles really loved that.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of other birds that like the fresh fruit. I have, it's called a jelly feeder. And there's a dish in there for you to put out grape jelly. And on the same feeder are pegs to put your orange halves. because orioles love grape jelly. But I found over the years that the bird that really loves the orange halves is the red-bellied woodpecker.
Really?
Yes, and it's so funny because he'll eat the whole orange half, and when it's done, he actually pulls it off the peg and flicks it onto the ground. Like, I'm done, get me another one.
Birds
are funny.
So
that
would be...
The orioles really love that jelly, and also the catbird loses his mind on the jelly.
So it's
I've even seen the cardinal on my jelly feeder.
So it's just regular grape jelly or grape jam that you would put in a feeder.
You would want to use jelly.
Okay.
Absolutely jelly. You know.
And now do you have to worry about ants and things like that getting into it?
Not so much ants, but I know as the season goes, the summer goes on. Sometimes the yellow jackets find it. And, you know, when it comes to the bees, you know, there's so little we can do about that. I mean, especially,
right.
You know, with the hummingbird feeders as well. You know, once they find it, oh, that is such a tough thing to deal with.
Right. So, now, what time of the year would you start putting out jelly, C.N.?
Well, you know, if the groundhog is correct and saying that we're going to get an early spring, I would probably, some about mid-March, I'll start thinking about putting it out. You know, depending on the temperature. It's all about
right.
the temperature and which way the weather is going. If it's truly getting warm, then I'm going to think about it sooner. Usually at the beginning of April, I think about putting that jelly feeder out.
Okay.
You know, I like to be extra prepared.
Wonderful. The website, if you want to get some information, www.wilddelight.com, and it will tell you all about the different blends of seed that Wild Delight has developed for various birds. And it's a great informative site. So if you want to get more information, go to www.wilddelight.com. Thank you, CN.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I want to let you know the birds are still there. You know, winter isn't over yet. We've got another 28 days before spring arrives. So keep them fed, and that way they'll really help you. I mean, once the insects start waking up and getting active, these birds are going to eat a lot of insects that could feed on your plants. So keep them happy, and in return, they will eat mosquitoes in your yard, and they'll eat insects off of your plants. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you have any ideas that you would like me to write for the newsletter, call us. This coming week, we had a listener that's looking for information on strawberries. Another man wanted information on the stewardia tree, which is a different, a very unique white flowering tree. We'll talk about that. And I need a third topic. So give us a call, give me some ideas, and we'll try and help you to learn more about the different plants, the more unique plants that are available for your yard and for your garden. Now, dogwood, that's a plant that I love for the spring. And there are different types of dogwood. Most of us are familiar with the spring blooming one, and it's called the Florida dogwood. It has four petals, rounded on the end, comes in white or pink, and is one of the first trees to bloom. And you'll see a lot of them starting in Georgia, working its way up. Where I live in Maine, they don't do very well. The tree itself lives, but the flower buds die during the winter. So in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, the dogwood, the spring type, doesn't do as well. But we have a summer blooming dogwood that I don't think you can beat. It's called a Coosa dogwood. And it blooms during June, July, and into August. The flower is pointed, looks like a star. It produces a red fruit. When the blooming period ends, the flower starts off green, quickly to white, and then before it falls, it turns pink and falls to the ground. Makes fruit like a raspberry. They will hang from the tree, and the birds absolutely love it. So you may not be able to grow the spring blooming where you live, if you live in Burlington, Vermont, or in Presque Isle, Maine, but you can grow the Coosa. You may not be able to grow the blue hydrangea in those areas because of the climate, but you can grow the white hydrangea, the Annabelle, which blooms during the summer, or in the fall, the PG hydrangea. So if you like a family of plants, there is normally something in that family that will grow where you live, even though the climate is a little more harsh. So the blue, the pink, will not grow in northern New England, but the white one does. And these white hydrangeas, there's a lot of new hybrids. And the PG hydrangea, there are a lot of new hybrids, some with pink blooms, some with white blooms, and some with now red coloration to the flower. Now, the Annabelle, which normally blooms during June and July, traditionally has been white. They've done some that have a little bit of a pink tinge, but this year there is a new pink hydrangea in the Annabelle family. And the Annabelle is hardy. That will go into northern New England, will go into New York State, where you have a rough growing season. And this pink hydrangea, because it's brand new and because of the color, is going to be promoted with proceeds going to the Cancer Fund for breast cancer awareness. This is a beautiful plant. I have seen it. It's wicked, wicked hardy. And if you live in a cold climate and you haven't been able to grow pink, look for the new pink Annabelle.